The Right Gear, Episode 14. Evernote for Writers, Number 1. Page Camera. Hello, and welcome to The Right Gear on Hologram Radio, a podcast for writers that's all about the digital and analog tools we use to write. From computers and apps to pens and journals, we explore them all. I'm your host, Kay Tempest Bradford, science fiction and fantasy author, freelance technology journalist, media critic, and lover of gel pens. This episode is the first one in our series on Evernote. Evernote is one of those apps that seems useful from the outside, but can sometimes feel overwhelming and overly complicated when you first try to use it. In that way, it's a bit like Scrivener. And, as with Scrivener, it's easier to get past feeling overwhelmed if your entree into the program is through one key feature. For me in Evernote, that feature was Page Camera. In 2012, the company introduced it alongside a partnership with Moleskine. Using the camera on your smartphone, you can snap a picture of handwritten text, save it to Evernote, and search the text later. Sounds fabulous, right? I immediately tried it, and that's how I finally started using Evernote regularly. The page camera function is really robust and about more than just grabbing handwritten text. That's what I'm going to explore in this episode. So get a pen and paper and get ready to take notes. Before I dive deep, let's talk about Evernote's smartphone apps for a second. There's one for every major platform, and they all have the same basic features. But each one is designed differently. Not just the little things that are different because the platforms are different. Each app's design is not like the other, and some features are only partially available depending on the platform. All of Evernote's mobile apps have a camera feature that allows you to add images into notes. However, only Android, iOS, and Windows Phone appear to have the document scanning feature. I'm really just not sure what's going on in BlackBerry world right now. The Android and Windows Phone versions have all the page camera features baked into the app. The iOS version has some of them in the app, but the full range of camera scanning goodness is often a separate app called Scannable, which you can connect to your Evernote account. I don't know why it's this way. I have an Android phone, and that's what I'm familiar with, so most of my references to how things work are going to be in that context. All right, to start. When you use Evernote's camera, you will either have the option to take a snapshot or to take a picture of a document, snap a post-it note, or snap a business card. Or, depending on the version, the camera will automatically detect what you're trying to capture and adjust its settings accordingly. Each of these different functions does different things inside of the app. So let's start with snapping documents. I use Page Camera to add notes from my writer journal to Evernote. You do not need to use one of the special Moleskine notebooks for this. I'll talk about some of the benefits of using those in a little while, but when I do it, I use the journal type that I like best, and it works just fine. Now, in the document camera, because Evernote knows that these snapshots are a document, the app sometimes removes the color, which can sometimes make the ink sharper, and it also sometimes auto-crops it to just the area where the writing is. And you can always change that crop in the camera area before saving it to a note. You can put snapshots of multiple pages of a journal in one note all at the same time, and the images are going to save in the order that you took them. And I should note that this is different from when the feature launched. Back then, you may have noticed if you tried it that sometimes images didn't save in the right order, and Evernote didn't admit that it was a bug for a long time, and then they finally didn't fix it. So yay for that. So for those of you who remember it, you can now go back and everything will save in the correct order. Now, this document feature, even though, as I said, it was launched with Moleskine notebooks and it does cool stuff with the handwriting, it's not only limited to snapping handwritten pages. You can also take pictures of typed documents to save as well. So I use this feature whenever I'm doing book research at a library or, I admit, sometimes I do it in the bookstore, but only if I only need like a couple of pages. Instead of making copies at the library, I just, you know, take picture to save the pages or excerpts from the books directly into Evernote and put them in the right research folder and tag them to find them later. When you snap images using the document camera, Evernote will scan the page and try to index the text for search. And this is true for both typed media as well as handwritten pages. Oh yes, I am serious. And it's very cool. Now, the handwriting recognition is not perfect, and what it's going to be able to index and pull out of your handwriting depends on how neat the handwriting is. I've been able to find some journal entries based on searching random words, but not a lot. Now, knowing that my handwriting isn't exactly the best and I can read it and that's what matters, but if I want Evernote to be able to pull useful information out of it, what I do is I sort of tag my journal entries when I make them, when I'm writing them in my notebook. I will tag them with these neat block letters at the very top of the page. So say I'm writing about something that's going to be happening in my novel about Henry VIII. I'm either like writing out a scene before typing it, or I'm writing out some notes, or I'm doing a character sketch, whatever that is. At the top of that handwritten page, I will put in block letters, Henry VIII. I may even put the word tag. And then that way, when I scan it, when I search Henry VIII, Evernote should be able to like figure out that those block letters, which I've written deliberately and neatly, what those say. And it has been very good at doing that. And so I'm able to find all my handwritten pages that have to do with the novel Henry VIII. I do try to sort the journal pages as I scan them. Every now and then, I've been forced to do the thing where I like scan all the journal pages into one notebook and I'm just like, whoop, done. And then later on, I'll go back and try to divide them out. But that's not as easy as just, scanning them right into the folder and the exact note that you want as you go. So I create one notebook for the entire journal because notebooks can hold multiple notes. And then if I'm scanning like diary-ish entries, I scan them by day, but if I'm doing entries that have to do with my writing, my research, I scan them by subject. Each subject gets its own note, and with the diary-like entries, I separate those into months. So these are all the ones from May 2015, these are all the ones from June, et cetera, et cetera. And I treat research scans the same way when I'm doing books. They all go into specific notebooks, and I create a new note for each book that I scan, and I tag everything so I can find it later. And a few episodes down the line, we're going to be talking about Evernote organization. So if you're a little bit like, no, too much talk about organization, don't worry. We're going to talk about it more in depth later on. Now, if you do decide to get one of those cute Evernote branded Moleskine notebooks, you will get a few unique benefits. One nice thing is that they make de-skewing your snapshots a little easier due to some reference marks that are embedded in the pages. These notebooks also come with stickers that the page camera will recognize. They're labeled things like home or action or rejected and things like that. In Evernote settings, you can decide which tag is automatically applied to pages with certain stickers, as well as which notebook the app will automatically sort those scanned pages into. And it's really nice if you can use these stickers to help you stay organized with your journal. But since my journal isn't organized in the way that the stickers are labeled, it's not super useful to me. One thing you can do is come up with different things for the differently labeled stickers that you want to do. Like say there's one called travel, and you can be like, travel actually is all notes that are going into my novel or whatever it is. But since my brain doesn't really like to work that way, I just end up never using them. But it's cool because, again, you don't have to. But one other nice benefit is that if you buy one of these Evernote Moleskine notebooks, then you will get some months of Evernote Premium for free when you do. All right, so earlier I mentioned some of the other features of Page Camera, such as post-it note scanning. Now, I haven't used this one as much because I don't use post-it notes that often. However, I know a lot of writers do, and this is a really powerful feature, and I feel like a lot of writers would find it extremely useful. So when you snap a picture of a post-it, Evernote will do some fancy de-skewing and make the resulting image perfectly square and fill with the background color so it looks just like a post-it on your screen. This is visually pleasing, and it also really helps with organization. Just as with the stickers for the Moleskines, Evernote has these settings that will allow you to set an automatic tag for the post-its based on their color. And it works with four post-it colors, the yellow, pink, blue, and green. They have other specific like branded names, but that's what they are, yellow, pink, blue, and green. Based on these colors, you can tell Evernote to automatically sort the yellow ones into one notebook and the pink ones into another one. You can also have them automatically tagged, like I said. And this is really cool. You can have a post-it note create an automatic reminder for you. So all those things are available to you in the settings if you want to use them. And as I said, for people who do use post-it notes, this can be really, really valuable. Now, there are Evernote branded post-its. I believe that you can find them in any good office supply store, but you don't need to buy the specific Evernote ones for that feature to work. You can buy any regular post-it brand notes in those right colors. I have to say, I haven't tested it with non-post-it brand sticky notes that don't come in those specific colors. I really don't know if the Evernote app has a way to tell, but since they are coded to those specific colors from Post-it, maybe? I don't know, so you could try it out. But, you know, Post-it notes, even Post-it branded notes, are really not that expensive. But and if you buy the Evernote branded ones, you at least get a free month of the premium service. So there's that. Now, I'll talk more about business card scanning, what I get into using Evernote as a business tool, but that will be in a later episode. So a note on the quality of your scans. That's going to vary depending on your smartphone and the quality of the camera, obviously. And also, I suggest having your camera's default settings set to the highest quality available before you go into Evernote. Even with a smartphone a few years old, you should be able to capture a document in high enough quality to read it on the screen. Not always high enough to print, but the whole point is getting rid of paper, right? So you don't have to worry about that. You can up the quality in a few other ways too. You want to always snap your scans in well-lit room, if possible. Evernote will use your flash on your camera, but starting in good lighting is always best. Also, if you're going to be capturing a ton of paper in books or journals and stuff that you can't run through an auto scanner, consider getting a smartphone scanning box. The one I use, called the StandScan Pro, folds down flat so I can fit it into a large manila folder. It's made of cardboard that have magnets embedded in it, and so when I fold it up, you know, it's sort of like origami, the magnets hold it in place when it's all set up. It's basically a box, but it has an open side so you can slide things in, and the flat surface on the bottom is a little larger than 8x11 inches. And the top of the box has a hole cut in it that's just big enough for your camera and on some models your flash. So I set my phone on top with the camera poking through the hole, put my document in the bottom, and start snapping. And I don't have to worry about skew or distortion because everything is perfectly level and flat. And also, the StandScan Pro has LED lights on the inside of it, so I turn those on, get nice lighting. It's not exactly even, but on like non-glossy paper, it looks fine. And all this is very useful. However, the StandScan Pro costs $50, which is a bit high for what this thing does. I mean, when I bought it, it was $20. Or maybe $30. So I don't know why it's $50 now. There are a few other scanner boxes out there or like stands for your phone that will allow you to scan things. I'll put links to those in the show notes. But here's the thing. This isn't a real complicated piece of machinery here, right? You can make one of your own. You could probably even make one that folds down to, you know, flatness. And then it's not that hard. So I will find some DIY scanner box things for you guys and put those in the show notes too. Having one of these scanner boxes is very helpful if you're scanning book pages because it ups the chances of word recognition and it also makes it easier for you to read them later. Okay, that was a ton of information, and I hope it was a useful overview of Page Camera for you. The good thing about Evernote is that there is quite a bit of documentation online and a robust forum community. You can get tutorials, ask questions, all that good stuff. I'll throw some links in the show notes. The community is particularly useful for understanding how these features work on each different platform because, like I said, the platforms are all very different, and so you can't always look at one and figure out how you're going to do the thing on the other one. So take advantage of those forums and all the help stuff as much as you can. I'm also throwing a few videos up on the Right Gears YouTube channel, which will walk you through some of the Evernote features I use. And again, go to the show notes for links to that. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about the benefits and drawbacks of writing directly into Evernote with authors M.K. Hobson and Ode Konan. You will not want to miss that and all the other episodes in this series. Am I right? So, if you have not already, you should subscribe. You can do so in iTunes, Google Music, or via an RSS feed in your favorite podcatcher. You can find links to all these methods by going to www.therightgear.com. If you're already a subscriber, thank you. I appreciate you hanging out with me each episode. And if you really do like this podcast, I would so appreciate it if you left a rating or a comment on iTunes. If you subscribe via iTunes, or if you don't, which is perfectly valid, let me tell you, would you share your favorite episodes of the podcast with your friends via social media? Because ratings and sharing help other folks find this podcast and it boosts us in the listings or it just exposes us to more people. And every writer surely needs to listen to this podcast. You know I'm right. If you do leave a rating on iTunes, I will give you a special shout out on the show. And one last thing, This week, I have a special surprise for all my Right Gear podcast listeners, and that comes in the form of an offer from penchalet.com. That's PENCHALET.com. Pen Chalet, where you can find all manner of really amazing pens, including the Pilot Knight fountain pen. And you will see pictures of that up on the show notes. Now, if you are interested in getting a fountain pen based on our last fountain pen episode with Richard Manning, and you're interested in getting one at a discount, you can go to penchalet.com, click the radio/podcast link at the top of the page, and then in the special code area, enter Right Gear. That's WRITEGEAR, and it is not case sensitive. Use all the cases if you want to, and you can get 10% off your order and a special price on the Pilot Knight fountain pen. So definitely check that out. Until next time, I'm Kate Tempest Bradford, and I challenge you to scan all the things. I will see you next time. The Right Gear podcast on Hologram Radio is written and edited by yours truly and produced by head hologram Alex Knight. Our logo was created by Cosper Ashley Emma and made colorful by hologram Michael Norton. Our theme music, Kill Your Darlings, was composed by Steve Combs.